Hi, I'm Liz, and welcome to episode 4 of Unwind, Managing Work Anxiety in a Burnout Era. Have you ever felt anxious at work, seemingly out of nowhere? Maybe it was an email, a glance from a coworker, a notification sound. Those moments may seem small, but they could be triggers. And today, we're going to explore what they are, how to recognize them, and most importantly, how to manage them. 1. What is a trigger? A trigger is any stimulus that activates a stress or anxiety response in your brain and body. It might be obvious, like being asked to speak in front of a team, or subtle, like the way someone phrases feedback, or a smell that reminds you of a past stressful experience. Triggers live in the nervous system. They're often learned through past experiences, and they can show up unexpectedly. But once you start noticing them, you gain power over them. 2. Common workplace triggers. Here are some of the most common anxiety triggers in professional environments. Emails, especially unexpected ones, or those with vague subject lines. Performance reviews or public feedback. Sudden changes in deadlines or priorities. Tense team dynamics or difficult personalities. Overstimulation from open offices, noise or multitasking, video meetings and having your camera on all day, being left out of decisions or unclear communication. Everyone's triggers are different. What stresses one person might not affect another. Your job isn't to avoid every trigger. It's to learn how to spot them early and respond in ways that support your nervous system. 3. How to identify your triggers. Ask yourself, when during the day do I feel most anxious? What specific situations consistently spike my stress? Are there patterns in people, places, or tasks that drain me? Start a simple trigger journal. After each stressful moment, write down what happened, how you felt, and how your body responded. Look for repetition. That's your nervous system giving you data. Example, you notice that every time a certain manager schedules a last-minute meeting, your chest tightens. That's a trigger. Identifying patterns is the first step toward changing how you respond. 4. The body's response to triggers. Triggers activate the amygdala, the part of your brain responsible for detecting threats. Your heart rate increases. Your breathing becomes shallow. Muscles tense, focus narrows. This is called the fight, flight, or freeze response. It's meant to protect you, but it often kicks in unnecessarily at work. By noticing early physical signs, you can intervene before anxiety escalates. That's why mindfulness, breath work, and grounding techniques are so powerful. They help interrupt the automatic loop. 5. How to respond to triggers. You can't always control the trigger, but you can control your response. Here are some strategies. A, ground yourself physically. Plant your feet on the floor. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 2, exhale for 6. Look around the room and name 5 things you see. These actions signal safety to your brain. B, use cognitive reframing. Instead of I'm failing, say I'm feeling overwhelmed. And that's okay. I can take one step. Ask, is this thought 100% true? What else might be true? C, name the trigger aloud or in writing. This email triggered anxiety because it felt abrupt. Naming it helps you separate from it. D, take a micro break. Step outside. Stretch your arms overhead. Drink a glass of water slowly. Micro breaks reset your nervous system without derailing your workflow. 6, long-term trigger management. Some triggers are chronic, like ongoing micromanagement or poor communication. In those cases, coping strategies aren't enough. You may need to set boundaries, have direct conversations, request accommodations, or even evaluate your environment. If certain conditions are consistently harming your mental health, it's not just about resilience, it's about alignment. You deserve to work in spaces where your nervous system isn't constantly in survival mode. 7. Final thoughts. Triggers are not flaws. They're signals. They tell you something matters. Something feels unsafe. Something needs care. And that's not weakness, that's wisdom. By recognizing your unique stress patterns, you begin to reclaim agency. You move from reaction to response, from overwhelm to observation, from fear to awareness. In our next episode, we'll talk about when and how to seek professional help, from therapy to medication to building your support system. Until then, I invite you to notice one trigger this week, just one. Name it. Breathe through it. And remind yourself you have tools and you're not alone. I'm Liz, and this is Unwind.